Our guest is Myron Butler of Myron Butler and Levi.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good having you here. How was your Christmas?
My Christmas was great. My kids enjoyed it, and I was one of the lucky ones that found a Tickle Me Elmo Extreme was good at my house.
Myron, are you familiar with this part of the country?
Traveled with Kirk sang with Kirk for the last almost 10 years, so we would come through Hampton and Norfolk and all that area in Virginia Beach quite often. So it's a great part of the United States. I'd love to come there.
Now, with your new group, you're
out front and doing my own thing now.
Is it a blessing being on your own?
Yes. Has really expanded my territory. God has really blessed, I'm really blessed that, the music that God has given me, people are receiving the music and the ministry. And so it really is an encouraging and a great time.
Myra, let me ask you this. If you were not involved in the industry, what would you be doing?
Wow. This is it. I mean, I knew from 6 and 7 and 8, when I was a toddler in church, I would pull up a chair and sit by the organist and just sit there and watch the organ player play the organ throughout the whole church service. And I went on to take lessons when I was 9. Music is all I've ever done. I started writing songs when I was a young child. I would get my cousins and have them sit on, the couch in the living room. They had the plastic on it that you weren't supposed to sit on. I would have them sit on that couch and teach them songs that I had written. So music is what I've always done. I know it's what I've been put on this earth to do.
Tell me about Set Me Free.
Set Me Free. It's doing actually really, really great. God has really blessed us to be nominated for 7 Stellar Awards, and we were also nominated for a Grammy as well. So I'm really just trying to, believe that, pinch myself and believe that all of this is happening. But more than the awards, I'm really encouraged by the fact that the music and the message in the music is really helping people, and it's really, giving people a hope and, really giving people encouragement that they can go on and, make it and be all that God has called them.
In today's genre, is message music important?
Yes. We're living in the last days, and good music is good. Good music is cool, but it can't just end there. It's got to be a message that empowers people and that really educates people to who they are and whose they are so that they can live in their full potential and not live beneath where God has called them. Yes.
What do you like to listen to at home, Mike?
I'm an old school. I like listening to the very, very first Yolanda Adams record, mm-hmm. Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Kimberell. I love straight ahead jazz music. Jay Moss. I listen to everyone, but of course the old, the Clark sisters, those are all, that's where I got my foundational understanding of music and gospel music, and it kind of shaped who I am as a writer and my approach towards music. So, right now, I have to say again, I listen to old school music, so it's going to be that very, very first Yolanda Adams record, Just As I Am, and Vanessa Bell Armstrong, Peace Be Still, and Thomas Whitfield, I'm Encouraged, and Hallelujah Anyhow. So, your average listener might not know who that is today, but, that's who I listen.
What would you like people to take from a Myron Butler interview or to know about a Myron Butler?
That I could really just continue to walk in the purpose that God has given me, and that I could continue by His grace and by His power and through His word begin to liberate all that come in contact with the ministry that He's given to me, not just the music that He's given to me, but the ministry. Because once again, we look on the news every day and we see, we see the Bible playing out before our very eyes, and it's time out for just, just coming together and just doing good music. Like I say, I'm a musician myself, so I love music, and, I think that we should all present our best. But the foundation of it has to be a message that liberates and empowers God's people.
Again, Myron, the project is?
Set Me Free on EMI Gospel. If you don't have it, go out and get it. If you got it, go out and buy one for somebody that doesn't have it.
It's our guest, Myron Butler, on Star 94.1.